that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
It's, timey-wimey thing.
Timey what? Timey-wimey?
I've no idea where he picks that stuff up.
All right, here we are. This is going to be a bonus episode. It's just me, Ronnie.
And Austin.
And we're going to try something new. And it's going to be a watch-along as we do commentary. Or you don't have to watch along. You can just listen to us do commentary to the episode. If everybody likes it, then we will probably do more of these. So please go to our Twitter handles at ShaneyHugh, at Rombar316, and I'm ShadowMan3166, and at the show at TimeyWimey Hour, and let us know if you enjoy these. It's kind of groundbreaking on the Nerdy Legion Network because it's never been done before. So we wanted to think outside the box or TARDIS and try something new. We will tell you what episode we're watching, how to get there, when to press play, so you can watch along, or you can just listen along, like I said. Austin and I chose Tom Baker's first episode, which is season 12. So if you have Amazon Prime, and you type in classic Doctor Who, and then click on season 12, we're going to watch the first episode, so Tom Baker's first episode. We'll give you a couple minutes here to get there, and we're going to press play on episode 1 now.
Turns out Daryl had this idea all along.
Yeah. All right. So we get the TARDIS in the background there. And it's kind of cool how each intro is different.
Yeah. I like it. Because it's different than...
Yeah, the Doctor Who logo is like a badge logo.
Yeah. Like it's... Like the BPRD badge.
Uh-huh.
Kind of.
Look, Brigadier. Look. I think it's starting.
And we start off right with the regeneration.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much no fireworks or nothing. It was just straight...
Yeah, like a few flashing lights. Nothing like extreme.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Sullivan, emergency.
We got the Brigadier and Sarah Jane as the companions.
Something that happened when we first met.
I tell you, Brigadier, there's nothing to worry about. The Brontosaurus is large and placid.
Is the patient, sir?
And stupid. If a square on the hypotenuse equals the sum of a square on the other two sides, why is a mouse where it spins? Never did know the answer to that one.
Excuse me, sir. What's happening?
Who's that, Mr. Benton? Is the doctor.
You mean he's done it again? He's changed.
Apparently. So what happened this time? Lieutenant Sullivan.
Yes, sir.
I'm placing the doctor in your personal charge. He's to have your full attention.
So if I remember correctly, I think this is the first time that, besides the companions, that...
Anything urgent, Mr. Benton?
Somebody else actually watched him regenerate. Yeah.
Yes, that's what he's pretty quiet.
Bring up.
Now we got some nice camera work here through some pixelated. Yeah. It's kind of like first person shooter style with some
alcohol effects.
Yeah. Or LSD, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. I was going to talk about the regeneration and say that it seemed like they didn't believe that the doctor regenerates until they saw it.
Right. This episode's called The Robot Part 1, by the way.
Oh, for a second there, I thought he was mugging the dead guy.
Oh.
Instead of breaking open the fence.
A guard dog.
Patrolling?
Yeah. You saw that too?
Yeah.
And that was a broken chain with no links broken, just extra links sitting there.
Yeah. Animal abuse, or did the dog just run away scared?
Yeah. No animals were harmed in this episode, I'm sure. So, I'm assuming that we're looking through the robots. Yeah, because all we see is the mechanical claw.
I like how one was kind of like sleeved and then it was just the bare wire.
Oh, he's opening a vault. What could it be? Oh.
Complete set of plans for the new
top secret.
He's stone. Yeah.
No one saw them. Probably enemy agents. Small commando squad. They found heavy vehicle tracks. You realize, of course, Miss Smith, all this is top secret.
Then why are you telling me?
Well, because there's no one else I can tell.
The doctor's still unconscious.
Got him there.
Oh, he'll be all right. I know he will.
He used to drive me mad. But I miss having him about.
Oh, don't worry, old chap. He will still drive you mad.
I want to ask a favor of you.
Yes, of course.
You know, think tank.
I like that the Frontiers of TARDIS design is still different because the windows are tinted.
Yeah.
Well, now and again,
and it's so small now, too.
Journalists are allowed to visit it, and for ages now, I have been dying
to... You want me to get you a visitor's pass?
Ooh, please.
Nothing simpler. Come to my office and I'll fix it straight away.
You just got to do some special requirements.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're sure you've got the right man to look after him?
Young Sullivan? Oh, he's a very fine chap. First-class doctor.
Seems a bit old-fashioned.
So we have a doctor looking over the doctor.
I'm a bit old-fashioned myself.
Oh, nonsense, Brigadier.
And we see Tom Baker.
Clearly not where he was supposed to be.
Yeah. He's in his overcoat and it looks like a...
Nightgown.
Nightgown, yeah. And he's carrying his boots.
That looks like a very sci-fi British walk of shame.
Yeah. And now he's opening the door and has a crazy look on his face. Ah, he just realized the TARDIS.
And it's locked.
Bugger off, young one.
The doctor's misplaced his keys.
Yes. And as regular Doctor Who fans know, that happens quite a bit from here on out. Oh, the key is in his pocket, in his boot.
What is that key?
There.
Just a circle?
Hello, Doctor. You're supposed to be in the sick bay.
Am I? Don't you mean the infirmary?
No, I do not mean the infirmary. I mean the sick bay. You're not fit yet.
Not fit. I'm the doctor.
No, Doctor. I'm the doctor, and I say that you're not fit.
You may be a doctor.
This is a who's on first situation.
Yeah, I think so.
Look here, Doctor. You're not fit.
Not fit. Of course I'm fit. All systems go.
With that running they have to do, I'm sure he is fit.
Mm-hmm. So he showed that he was fit by running in place.
Heart speed?
The two hearts.
I say, I don't think that could be right.
Both a bit fast, are they?
Well,
still, must be patient. A new body is like a new house. Takes a little bit of time to settle in.
He's left the key in the keyhole.
Yeah.
As for the physiognomy, well, nothing's perfect. I have to take the rough with the smooth.
And see, and he's looking at himself in the mirror, if you're not watching along, but... And judging by his new face,
well, I'm not too sure. Tell which me, quite frankly,
seems like a thing
really don't know.
Well,
for every regeneration.
You know, you're a busy man. You don't stand here burning about my ears.
Asked him about his ears.
I can't waste any more time. Things to do, places to go. I'm a busy man too, you know. Thank you for a most interesting conversation. Must be on my way.
The doctor spitting bars before they were invented.
Doctor, now you go back to the infirmary. I mean the sick bay. Get into bed and stay there until I say that you can get up.
How can I prove my point?
I feel I ought to warn you, Doctor, that there's grave danger of an infarction, not to speak of
pulmonary hemorrhage.
Oh, he's jumping rope. He's double-dutching with him.
Send for the doctor. Quick. Mother, dear, shall I die? Yes, my darling, by and by.
Three, four.
Oh, he's showing them that he's fit.
I thought you said Dr. Sullivan was looking after him.
She's supposed to be.
He is. They're double-dutching. And they're in the TARDIS room.
Like.
What are you doing down there? Where's the doctor?
Tied me up and hung me in here like a pair of old boots.
Well, where is he?
No, Doctor, wait! Doctor, listen! Please, it's Sarah! Doctor!
Hello. Come to see me off, have you? Well, I hate goodbyes. I just slip away quietly.
But now, Doctor, you can't go.
Can't.
There's and no hating goodbyes is still is relevant today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, because you're not... Well, because the Brigadier needs you, don't you, Brigadier?
What? Oh, yes, of course, depending on you.
What for?
Well, there's been this robbery, hasn't there, Brigadier? Some kind of secret weapon.
Oh, yes, very serious business.
I like how the...
I mean, you are still unit signed...
The emergency signal...
Well, you can't go...
...has went from black background to... ...with white lettering to...
White, white background
with white lettering.
Excuse
yeah.
me, sir. What? Could you oblige?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Excuse me.
What?
Haven't we met somewhere before? No, don't tell me. Alexander the Great. No. Hannibal. No. Brigadier. Brigadier Alistair Gordon Lethbridge Stewart. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
And Sarah Jane. Well, now, isn't this now? What was that you said about
when he goes through regeneration, it seems like he has amnesia.
Yeah.
And then he gets it back.
It kind of makes sense, though, because if you're a new actor, then you get new personality, new taste buds, as we saw, like, with Matt Smith, you know, the fish stick and custard type stuff.
Yeah. And bow ties are cool.
New personalities.
Because what Fred Mickelson had a leather jacket, and then Tennant dressed in a suit, and then...
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw the robot try to cut.
I like how he thinks a wooden board is going to stop a robot.
Yeah.
The wood's able to bend like metal.
Well, what's even more is like he's so calmly.
Yeah. But on the inside, he's pooping himself.
Yeah, probably. Oh. And the robot has one big claw and one small claw.
So if the robot just took out the telephone, is that like robot murder?
It could be. Back then, I don't know.
As you can see from here, the guard has left his Legos and tins, and the robot has to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, there's been another... Where is he?
In there.
Oh, we promised you. Ah, Doctor, we must get moving.
So he comes out of the TARDIS dressed as a Viking.
Happy Leif Erikson Day.
No, yeah. I didn't mean your face. I meant your clothes. Don't you know? The unit is supposed to be a security organization.
Do you think I might attract attention?
It's just possible. One moment.
So clearly...
He's no longer the Doctor. He's Thor, Odin's son.
So clearly he's picking out his guard now. And now he comes out
like, dressed as a jester, I would say, or like a jack on a card.
Yeah, the old like, and that's a clown, maybe. I don't know. Or
yeah. An old timey clown.
Yeah, an old timey blimey clown.
Indeed.
Much better, Doctor. Now, if you've
we got the traditional scarf, hat, overcoat.
The thing is, there's been another robbery.
Tell me on the way, Brigadier. Tell me on the way. You must cultivate a sense of urgency.
Millions of bolts running through a wretched thing. And for all the good it was, it might just... Doctor. Doctor, will you please pay attention?
Well, but I am, I assure you.
Look.
A dandelion.
Yes. Maybe.
Doctor, I have every respect for your concern for ecology, but really, one squashed dandelion.
Not just squashed. Or was pulverized. How did it get like that?
Well, I suppose it was stepped on.
Exactly. And according to my estimation of the resistance to pressure of
I like the control of his eye, how he's able to keep the gem.
The monocle.
Yeah,
monocle. Monocle. Yeah.
We have to use that in electronics class.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Valuable and top secret stuff behind.
They suck.
Here's a list of all they actually took.
Just what you need for the control circuitry of one powerful, compact technological device.
Brilliant.
A disintegrator gun, for instance.
What do you know about that?
There's the patented I always know touch your nose thing.
I did not know about that.
Yeah. So,
I did not know about that.
So, like, if you watch The Day of the Doctor again.
Yeah.
And Tom Baker's at the end because he's the curator of the museum.
Yeah.
Then at the end, Tom Baker does the nose, the index finger to the nose thing.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Exactly as any other visitor. Of course, you know, when this was going on, like, live, like, airing that week, that's Tom Baker's bow ties are cool thing. Or Tenet's Geronimo, or All on Z, you know.
I'm the director. Winters.
Or absolutely this fantastic.
Yeah, that too.
My assistant.
You can't ride in the back of a truck. Not nowadays. You'll go to jail. What are
we looking for? Indeed. Something unless you're in the military. That presses aside chains and electric fences like cobwebs. Something intelligent that takes only what it needs and leaves the rest.
Something that kills a man as casually as it crashes a dandelion. Now, what sort of something? Is it human?
I doubt it, Brigadier. More than human, perhaps.
Brigadier, his name?
How do we find it?
Brigadier?
Yeah, or are they just calling him Brigadier?
That's... No? I'm pretty sure that's like a sergeant or... You know, it has also in the army. It's a rank in his...
Steal the plans and the circuitry. Okay. Now, assuming I'm right, and I verily am...
It's kind of funny. What is the third vital ingredient? He's talking to the brigadier like it's his friend, which it was.
Yeah.
But the other constable there, he's exactly like being smart-assy, exactly. Like, and stern.
Yeah. Like with Burger, he was like, exactly, and with the other guy, he was like, no shit.
Yeah.
Sherlock?
Mr. Benton, red priority. Emmett's Electronics, a smallish factory in Essex. I want blanket security, every available man, air cover as well. I'll meet you there in 1 hour. By then, I want that place better guarded than Fort Knox. Out.
Fort Knox?
Yeah. Apparently Fort Knox has it's presidents over across the pond, huh?
With more resources, except nowadays it's not. It's probably not that much gold in it.
Well, you pioneered the research on that, didn't you? Well, yes. I'm not sure you should know about that. Oops, sorry, talking out of turn. Oh, what's in here?
And it says positively no admittance. And Sarah Jane's like, I don't care. What's in here?
Nothing at all.
As you can see, it's a
JP Kettlewell robotics section. He left some time ago, didn't he?
That's right. There was all that fuss about it in the press.
They always had, they had great names back then.
Yes.
Conventional files altogether.
He spends his time on JP Kettlewell technology.
Robotics section.
What's from there?
Professor Kettlewell left some valuable equipment.
Well, it's kind of cool, though, because, like...
What I want to know is how they opened that door. Because I didn't see any knob or...
It has a push handle.
Because, like, I just saw this part, so
well,
I
that's the other door.
Okay.
That's the door.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. But what's cool is it's the robotic section, and obviously it's the bad person. Or whatever. So... They made the room look dark and metallic looking, even back then.
I tell you, Doctor, I've got the whole place covered. Armed patrols have every inch of the perimeter.
I don't think that LMG is going to do anything against that robot.
Inside that factory is a vault, not a safe, Doctor.
Or barbed wire.
Yeah, since he cut the electric wire. Inside the
vault. Cut through that electric fence like it was
cobwebs, like you said.
Every focusing generator in the place. Doctor, the place is impregnable.
I cared much for
impregnable.
Sounds a bit too much.
Just
like
don't let Captain Jack figure that out.
Yeah.
Nothing, as the iceberg said to the Titanic.
What?
So what he's saying, what the doctor's saying is that it could be pregnable.
See, Doctor, not even a rat could get through that cordon. Protected from every side and from above.
That still leaves one direction.
Below.
Yep. And what do you know?
The robot can drill.
Yes.
Plot device.
You could tell that that was like a wood bit going up through like clay molding.
Yeah.
But back then that was like high time, like.
Yes, because we won't radio our comrades, but we'll just blindly open flyer.
Right.
Fire, not flyer.
Flyer?
I mean.
Bent bars.
Dead bodies.
A hole.
And
the box is gone.
Or empty, rather. The box was there. It was just the top was open.
There seems to be a very large rat about Brigadier.
Rat. So he
can tell.
He used his scarf as a measuring tool.
I'm afraid I can't help you,
Miss Smith.
I don't know why you came to me.
And of course, the guy in charge of the robot section is like a mad scientist looking guy.
Yeah, who mumbles.
Yeah. If he says he lost a stapler, if anybody's seen a stapler, I'm going to lose it.
Solar cells, heating windmills, that sort of thing.
Yes, as you say, that sort of thing. It's a rich and complex field. I have a great deal of
work. Oh, he almost dropped his lunchbox.
Well, I just wondered if they might be carrying on your working robotics.
Sarah Jane, bullying nerd no, since it was cool.
No, I'm not carrying on my working robotics, Miss Smith. Because no one has the ability to do so, good day.
Goodbye. He just said good day.
Mm-hmm. It's like, get the hell out of my
good
face.
Good day, Miss Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Just going.
It's like
if you didn't hear me the first time, Miss Smith, good day.
It's like Fez on that 70s show. Good day. I said good day.
He found his cheese sandwich.
It wasn't in his lunchbox.
No, it was under pieces of paper.
Visitor's pass. I love how their license plates are much more simple.
Yeah.
We think this is the other end of it, sir. Only well, it's not a proper tunnel. I mean, no props or anything. Just the earth being shoved aside. Whoever went through it wouldn't be able to breathe.
Whoever went through it didn't need to breathe.
And then there were these, sir.
I want to know how Tom Baker got his hat, because he dropped it when he jumped out of the Jeep.
In one of the empty labs.
And now he's
exactly
got it.
Exactly where it is. I can see myself probably putting it down. So if you could let me just pop in and get it, I'd even let your director know what an idiot I've been. Oh, please. Look, my pass is still valid for another 10 minutes.
Wait here, miss. I'll check for you.
Great.
Perfect. Run along, little man.
Or you can walk as slow as possible and that 10 minutes will be up real quick.
Yeah. Oh.
Or just enough time for her to get in.
Yep. We got the old timey music. It's actually pretty cool.
To indicate that it's a sneaky snake?
Yeah. So now she's going back to...
the no entrance.
Yes.
Or positively no admittance.
Yes. To the robotics room.
Yep.
Let me guess. Oil.
Please don't like it. Okay, good.
Of course.
Thank you.
actually get to see the first face of the robot.
And it talks.
Why are you here?
It's kind of cool. It's like pinkish on top, like for his brain. Now we get to see the through his eyes type thing.
And it's over.
Yep. All right, so that's going to do it for us. Just let us know if you like this short little episode, this little read-along. Austin watch and I... Watch-along, yeah. We're not reading anything, are we?
No.
Shane and I are planning on putting one out also. And then maybe when time allows, we all three can do it. But this is a way for bonus content for everybody that's listening to us. Can have more episodes out. I thought it was fun. Do you think it was fun?
I did.
I mean, that's what we do. That's what we do anyways. Like, yeah. No matter if we're watching Doctor Who or whatever, but...
And I like the old... series now.
Yeah.
Since I've been... I watched, Tom Baker,
mm-hmm.
like, one time on YouTube. I watched 4 episodes.
Right.
And I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of cool to go back and look, like, his nose... his index finger and his nose thing as to where I realized it, but say like when you watched it the first time,
yeah,
you didn't pick up on it
because so I it's hadn't like, watched it
like a homage back to what he always did, right? So just tweet us and let us know, comments, thoughts, if you enjoyed the episode too, if you watched along or just listened along. So that's it for us for this episode. We're out.
Bye.
Okay, you used to be me. You've done all this before. What happens next?
I don't remember. How can you forget this? Hey, hang on. It's not my fault. You're obviously not paying enough attention. Reverse the polarity.
Why are you pointing your screwdrivers like that? They're scientific instruments, not water pistols.
I demand to be incarcerated in the tower immediately with my co-conspirators, Sandshoes and Grandad.
Grandad?
They're not Sandshoes.